Krishna. So. Dear devotees. Vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate Vasudevaya. So Hare Krishna. Once again I want to welcome all of you. It is my great desire that all of the devotees who are here today or who are participating in this festival, as well as all the devotees who are celebrating Radhastami in other places, can really obtain the personal mercy of Srimati Radharani. Who is Srimati Radharani? I will try to speak about this briefly. When you talk of God, you must know that He has many, many energies. To give you an example, this whole material cosmos, which is generated with so many galaxies in so many different universes, is just one energy of the Lord. There is also another energy of the Lord, and that is you and me, the living entities, the Jiva Shakti or the Tatastha Shakti. And then there is another energy that is the spiritual energy of the Lord, which manifests the entire spiritual world, you know, with all the spiritual realities, all the spiritual planets, everyone inside. It's also a display of the energy of the Lord. Now, this energy, this very spiritual energy of the Lord, is called the Svarupa Shakti. Sva means His own, and Rupa means His own personality. So the Svarupa Shakti is an energy which is really His own intimate, close, direct energy. And again, this has various aspects, and one of it is His Chladini Shakti, his pleasure energy. You and me have also a little pleasure energy. We can climb trees, for instance. Well, that no one of you of us does any longer. Let us say, what can we do? We can drive in a bicycle, or we can walk in nature, and we have some energy, or we can eat with great energy some wonderful preparations, some food and relish some joy, no? But we have this problem that we try to find or experience our pleasure energy in relationship to that which is miserable, the material world. Krishna never tries to enjoy this material world. In the Gita, he has spoken about it. He has said, it's ashashvatam. It's temporary, and it is dukalayam. It is full of misery. So Krishna, when he enjoys, my dear devotees, he doesn't go into the material world. He doesn't, I don't know, try to do bungee jumping or do something else, listen to music of this world. No, no. Krishna is directly with his own Swarupa Shakti enjoying in the spiritual world. And the manifestation of that Swarup Shakti is Srimati Radharani. Krishna does not enjoy this world or anything of it, but he certainly finds his pleasure, his unlimited pleasure in his own pleasure potency, the spiritual, the manifestation of Radharani. Once Srila Prabhupada gave a nice example, which I think the ladies in this room will easily understand, when or also some of the men will understand who are maybe a little bit like ladies. when you go before the mirror and you play with your mirror image, and you begin to appreciate what is going on in the mirror, how you all of a sudden look with a funny Asiatic expression back, then you are really enjoying your own manifestation, your own reflection. You are enjoying with yourself. So Krishna, when he enjoys with Srimati Radharani, it is or takes pleasure in Srimati Radharani, it's something, because he's so independent, like a child enjoying the mirror image in the reflection, no? Just seeing it and laughing. And it's very pleased like this. So Srimati Radharani is Krishna's pleasure energy, the manifestation of Krishna's pleasure energy, which comes forth from his inner heart, his Swarupa, his own thing. She's the Shakti of Krishna, the Adi Shakti. When Lord Krishna, when Lord Krishna appears as Rama, Srimati Radharani is? Yes. When Lord Krishna appears as Narayan, Srimati Radharani is? Lakshmi. She's always together with Krishna. She can never be separated. She is the energy of Krishna, which Krishna enjoys. The example has been given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Krishna is like the fire, and Srimati Radharani is like the heat and the light, the warmth. Krishna is the energetic source. And Radharani is what? Is the energetic manifestation. Can you explain? Can you understand? Or let us say, the musk. Musk is a certain substance which smells very nice. It's a brown substance which has a very nice fragrance. So Krishna is like the the musk, and Radharani like the fragrance, inseparably connected with Krishna. But the interesting thing for us here, I know when you hear this philosophy, you go, wow, that's amazing. But you forget it the next minute. Something which we should not forget is that when we are wanting to approach Krishna, we must go through his energy. It's almost like if you want to come close to the fire, you first see the light, the energy. Go closer to the light, and all of a sudden you feel more and more of the heat of the fire. So if you wish to approach Krishna, if you wish to come to Krishna, you must certainly go through the energy. That is that we know. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has once spoken about it. He said, by what means or how can one receive the complete mercy of Sri Krishna? Is that of interest for you?
Yes.
He said, when Sri Vashabhanavi Devi, that is the daughter of King Brishabhanu, or Srimati Radharani, when Srimati Radharani accepts someone as one of her own, then only is the full mercy of Krishna accessible to such a person. When someone gets the mercy of Radharani, you can get the full mercy of Krishna. I do not know if it is on my Facebook or on this or that, because I'm not so expert. There is somewhere in the internet I have published a part of a lecture of Srila Prabhupada, which he gave in London. Do you remember around the date of that lecture? Which year it was? Maybe 69? 1971 in London, where Gokrishna and Nimaya are coming from. There Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture, and he said in the lecture, anyone who comes before Radharani to serve Krishna, she becomes so pleased. Oh, here is a devotee of Krishna. She immediately recommends, goes to Krishna and says, gives a recommendation. Oh Krishna, here's a devotee. So this is Radharani. I may not be a devotee. I may be a most fallen rascal. But if I try to reach Krishna through Radharani, then my business is successful. Prabhupada says like this. No, if you want to come to Krishna, Prabhupada says like this, then if you have the mercy or the recommendation of Radharani, everything is successful. She is the one who brings us to Krishna. I do remember when I was very deeply absorbed in the Christian tradition, it was understood if Mother Maria would come to God and say, here's someone very serious, please accept him, then the Lord would do so. I remember. So in Vaishnavism, this understanding is there. If we go to Radharani and make our case, oh, you are so dear to Krishna. You are Hari Priya, so dear to Krishna. Please recommend me to your Krishna. Then Radharani does so, and then your life is successful. Because she is the feminine counterpart of God, and that is very, very, she's always very merciful. I remember from my own experience with the feminine energy, that is my mother, that everything would be easy by the mercy of my mother. I remember I was very uninterested in going to school, extremely uninterested. It's a scandal how uninterested I was. I was I don't even want to tell you, it is so super uninterested. I would not be able to keep for 5 minutes awake. It was so boring. And therefore my notes were always almost in an apocalyptic state, you know. And my father would be really tough on me, really angry, and he would say, what, I have given birth to a donkey? You're so foolish. Ooh. And he would be very, you know, a German father, very, very, very disappointed in me, and he would make me cry, and I said, what to do? It's just too uninteresting to remember. He would be very tough, and I would sometimes be really, when I had to confront my father and confront his anger and his disappointment in me, I would sometimes cry, I remember. Then I would go to my mother. And my mother would be the exact opposite. She would say, oh, I'm so sorry that you have to suffer so much from this school. Ah, but, you know, no problem. I have just prepared your favorite pudding. You may eat to your full satisfaction. I remember that was the relationship of my father and my mother to me. Mother is usually very accepting, forgiving, caring. These are female qualities, and the male qualities are more demanding. You should do this properly. Discipline is required, like this. No? So Radharani is also more, Prabhupada describes it like the feminine counterpart of Krishna. Very, very merciful. Karuna Mayi Radhe, we say. There's a very nice story from the Padma Purana about this aspect of Radharani, which I want to tell you today to encourage you to really take part in this festival with your complete spirit, with your complete attention, with your complete presence, with your devotion. No? It's a very nice metaphor. It describes a jackal. It was a she-jackal who had become very thirsty because it had wandered for many days and weeks through the country, and it was really dried up. It was very parched, very, very miserable. And finally, this jackal arrived at the banks of the holy lake called Shivakori. It is a holy lake near Srimati Radharani's own lake, Radhakund. And the jackal was just going on its elbows, if that is possible, you know, the, and was starting to drink. It's just starting to drink, but it could not drink sufficiently. Some boys had become attentive and had seen the jackal. Have you ever seen a jackal? During the day they look very, very miserable. They have almost no hair. You know, in Mayapur you can see them, but in the night, their eyes are full of light and they show their teeth and you go, no need. You go your way, I stop here. All respect to you. In the night the jackals are feared. They attack, they get somehow strength, and they are often found to attack the weaker section of society, children, preferably little babies, and they kill them in their sleep. So the jackal is not appreciated in India. In fact, everyone hates the poor thing. So when the boys saw that there was this jackal drinking water, they took up sticks and they ran towards the jackal to beat it, possibly to kill it. So our jackal saw the danger and ran zigzag and somehow could take shelter in an abundant foxhole. Fox used to live in there. No fox was in there, it was an empty foxhole. And the boys could not come in. But the boys were intelligent. They took some dry wood before the entrance of the foxhole and they put fire to it and smoke, and they waved the smoke inside the foxhole. It was like in a gas chamber, you know, a smoke chamber. First it started to cry, then it could not breathe any longer, and it started to howl, and it knew, I can't wait much longer, I will have to run out of the foxhole, and then the boys are there with the sticks and they will beat me to death. So in a terrible situation. It cried. This is an analogy, my dear devotees. In this analogy, you and me, the jiva soul, the living entity, are like a jackal. Why jackal? Why a she jackal? Well, because there's only one Purusha, there's only one male supreme person, the Lord, and everyone in relationship to him. This is not about gender, but about our constitutional position. We are female, we are Prakriti. That is the understanding of the Vaishnavas. So we have traveled through many, many life forms. You and me were before this maybe Americans or Russians, or we were in other species even than the human species. And finally, after a long, long journey, we have arrived in the human form of life. And we have found some good, good nourishing substance. This is the Krishna consciousness movement. We have finally found something which can nourish our longing of our souls. Yes, we can find some food for our soul. Our six enemies, they are in this analogy, like the boys with sticks, are not giving us any rest. Lust, greed, anger, illusion, madness, enviousness are still there beating our hearts. And even if we have found shelter at the lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual master, a dear devotee of Krishna, they are not leaving us in peace. No? In our analogy, this is the little cave, the foxhole, in which the jackal finds shelter. Have you seen this? Even though you are in a transcendental movement, even though you have received your sacred initiation, even though you have sheltered, there's sometimes so much misery. Oh, misunderstanding, even politics. Yeah, the light goes out. This is a very good illustration to this point. No, darkness, inner darkness. I don't know if you have seen. But there's misery also as a devotee, no? You have seen or no? Misunderstandings. No money. No one likes us. No one invites us. We do not get prasadam. Instead, we are misunderstood. We are criticized for our medanga play, for instance, and other more grievous things. This is like the jackal crying in the foxhole. Oh, help, 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 help. So at that time, Radharani was just walking near the bank of her kund, the Radha kund. She was surrounded with her sakis, and she heard the jackal crying. She said to Lalita, "Who is crying here? This is near my sacred abode, near my sacred lake. Who is it that is crying?" Lalita said, "One moment," and went. She took a form so that she could not be recognized. She looked like a very old woman. And she saw, the boys are trying to smoke out the jackal to get it and to kill it. And she came back and said, "Radharani, this is a village scene. You wouldn't like to be involved. No, who is crying?" said Radharani. "Whoever cries and needs help, he can come and to me, and I will take immediately his case very serious." So I remember just a little while ago, I don't know if you know Lady Diana. Have you heard Lady Diana? Some of you? Princess of England, who had a very tragic death. You have heard? Amarananda? Not in great detail. Yes. She said, "Whoever in the world," she was very charitably disposed, "whoever in the world needs help should call me." Call me means write to my office, and I will come running and make arrangements for that person. She was a very good person, a person with a charitable heart. Prabhurananda Saraswati says, "The mercy of Srimati Radharani is like that of thousands of mothers, not just one mother, thousands of mothers. That is her mercy." So Lalita had to go. She went to the boys and said, "What are you doing? So cruel." The boy said, this is a Jekyll. He said, you know, Vrindavan language is very direct. I will take care. You here, take some toffees and just go into your village. And the boy said, well, toffees? Good. And they went away. Then Lalita took the jackal, who was really, you know, the eyes were crying. There was so much smoke in the eyes. Said, you just come. And the jackal went along with Lalita to Radharani. The moment Radharani saw this very miserable creature, no one liked the jackal. No one cared for the jackal. It looked misunderstood and ugly. The moment she saw this, her heart melted with compassion, and she took a little lotus flower. It's a bluish lotus flower, which she always carries, and put it on the head of the poor jackal, who was crying and crying. And immediately upon the touch of Srimati Radharani's lotus hand and lotus flower, that poor jackal received his or its eternal form, full of bliss and full of knowledge. Do you know that you and me are not the body? What you see in the mirror is not you. It's not you. It's a mistake to identify with the external shell of the eternal self. It is not. So, but we are so much caught in illusion. We are so much no knowledge about our spiritual identity that we need mercy to wake up. We need powerful mercy. And we need mercy which does not look, are we very qualified or not? Are we knowing 1008 shlokas or not? Are we very, and so on. If someone sincerely comes to Srimati Radharani, especially on her appearance day, then for sure she does this merciful activity. Anyone who comes before Radharani, said Srila Prabhupada, anyone who comes before Radharani to serve Krishna, oh, she becomes so pleased. Oh, she says, here's a devotee of Krishna. She immediately recommends, oh Krishna, here is your devotee. This is Radharani. I may not be a devotee, I may be a most fallen rascal, but if I try to reach Krishna through Radharani, then my business is successful. We are celebrating this very, very, very most wonderful appearance day of Radharani in a few days. I think today is Friday, so Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That means 3 times we have to awake and stay alive, if that is possible for you. 3 times become awake. Each day a little bit more in Krishna consciousness, if possible. If not, keep this one mission in your eye, in your heart, to sincerely go to Radharani. There's a shloka with which I want to end. Amarananda, may I ask you to go and get my red bag from my room? There. Maybe Gokrishna, we can sing this. Muninda vrinda vandite Triloka Shoka. Munindra Vrinda Vanite Triloka Shoka Harini Prasanna Vakta Pankaje Nikunya Bhu Vilasini Pajendra Banu Nandini Pajendra Suno Sangate Gata Karisya Siyamam Kripa Kataksha Vajanam Kadakarisya Siyamam Kripa Kataksha Vajanam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Pankaje Nikunya Bhuvilasini Vajendra Bhanu Nandini Vrajendra Suno Sangate Kadakarishya Siyamam Kipakata Shabharana Kadakarishya Priyamam Kadakata Shabharana Kripakata Shabharanam Kripakata Shabharanam. This is a very, very, very nice prayer. It says, O Radharani, you are worshipped by the best of sages. And you remove the miseries of the three worlds, including the misery of the jackal, no? And you have a joyful face that blooms like a lotus flower in full blossom. In Vrindavan, you are always full of joy in the pastimes of love. O Banu Nandini Radha, you are the charming daughter of King Brishabhanu, and you are always associating very intimately with Shri Nandanandana. And then the prayer ends, O Radha, when will you shower upon me your sidelong glance of mercy? My dear devotees, I often think I'm like the jackal. I'm traveling. Now I have become an old jackal. And sometimes when I look into my life, I know most probably I will die. On Friday, Gokrishna has sent me a video of a dear friend just leaving the body. He has somehow found this video, and I was thinking, as I looked at the open mouth of my friend who was surrounded by devotees in the land of Vrindavan, who left the body. Maybe you have heard Gunagrahi Maharaj, you have heard. This I will be also my situation. Whew. I need your mercy. And I'm very happy to share whatever I have heard from Srila Prabhupada and read in our books during these upcoming lectures. Tomorrow is an important lecture. I will talk about the holy name. I will also talk about something in relationship to Radharani. And then the day after tomorrow, that's what I read here. Then it's Sunday. And then the next day, Monday, is Radhastami. And I can only guarantee you from all those times when we have celebrated Radhastami, we will celebrate with our wonderful Vaishnav Krishna Chaitra Maharaj. I think you will get something, some important gift will be given to you, and I do really hope that you will experience the mercy of Radharani in just some way. I request you, if it is possible, to cancel all your other important activities on Monday, that you can be here with us a maximum amount of time and celebrate, make a few really nice festival for Radharani. I will end here. I thank you very much for giving me shelter in your wonderful temple, inviting me, and I'm really looking forward to see and serve as many as possible of you, because you, I think we all know, we need support. We need support. Ananda Gopal, support is good. Yes, support is necessary. I will end here. I'm a little sorry, I was a little late, so now it's 8:30. I don't think it is a good idea to take. Let us ask our organizator. should we end here, or questions and answers?
No, we have still time. From 9 to 10, Manu. Who will have bhajan?
Who?
Manu.
Manu is here. Wow. Yeah, actually, I saw he was coming with such a joyful face. With Padmakshi was also there. They will either be in this room or will just get ready. So, yes, do you have any questions which you would like to ask at this time, my dear devotees? Festival day, huh? It all of us are coming from a very busy life. We have so many things in our mind, so many dreams, and now it's time for us to slowly tune ourselves in, bring our minds away from the million of things which occupy them and think about our relationship with Radha and Krishna. Ananda Gopal has a question. Please ask.
Mm-hmm.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj, for your nice lecture and presentation. As you mentioned, some little deep think on your presentation about Gunadharma Maharaj. And in your humility, you mentioned also yourself. And I'm also thinking a lot about these things, how in the future, 10, 20 years, we will find, in globally, our movement will find ourselves without Srila Prabhupada's disciples. So can you give us some advice, or I don't know how to say, how to express something on which we can, or something what we have to do, what we have to accomplish before.
Mm-hmm.
Because I must be honest, it's maybe not the opportunity here to be such open thing, but I a lot think about this.
Mm-hmm.
What should we do? How do we deal? Because I'm afraid that many misconceptions will come out, because now you're asking Prabhupada disciples, you are holding us together, you are holding this moment, pushing on. But I'm afraid that, you know, in time that we will be on our own, try to, you know, spread the mission without your guidance. What should we stick on and how should we cooperate? How should we, you know, carry on the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sorry for that question and thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Have you all understood Ananda Gopal's question? This is a big question amongst my generation, and 1 or 2 years ago, this became the main subject amongst my generations. All the devotees who are serving as GBCs, as sannyasis, as gurus, they came together in Mayapur to discuss for a few days this question: how will the movement go on when we all leave the body? And the point was risen that we were trained by Srila Prabhupada, and we knew his mood, his intention, what he had in mind. But the devotees who come later, they did never meet Srila Prabhupada, and they may have an instruction here or there, they may hear, but will they understand everything in content, in context? So this was a big question. And we remembered something which Prabhupada had said to us before he left us. He said we would be able to meet him in his books. He had often prepared us. He had said, Vani, the instructions, the message, is even more important than Vapu, the personal presence. And so we decided to put emphasis in our movement that the devotees would associate with Srila Prabhupada in the form of his books. I personally made that determination. I think you visited also. I give japa lessons, like a schools, japa retreats. But now I also give Bhagavatam retreats. How to read the Bhagavatam in a way that you can get the nectar out of it. The Bhagavatam is sometimes like sugar cane. Sugar cane has the juice inside, but you need to know how to get it out of the cane. So you need to know how to relish the Bhagavatam. There are many things which the Bhagavatam says which amount a little bit to the techniques of sacred reading. You know, there is a lot of these techniques. And everywhere over the movement I see devotees are learning to relish the text of the... It's not just read and then get bored. You get bored if you just can't enter the subject matter. But if you can enter the subject, wow, it nourishes you, it inspires you so much. So in much the same way, that was identified as one of the main things to keep the movement intact. I remember something very thought-provoking. Do you all know Pontius of Pilatus? He was, you know, when the Romans ruled the Mediterranean areas, they also had one representative of the Roman Empire in Palestina. That was the country in which Jesus preached. Now Jesus' preaching had become so revolutionary that the priests were turning against him. They were called the Pharisees, you know, and they wanted him to be executed, but because they were not the political power, only the religious power, they needed the Romans to give the order, kill Jesus. And therefore they went to Pontius of Pilatus, that was his name, a good man, and said he's creating social unrest. The people celebrate him as the real king. You better get rid of him before he makes a revolution against you and the Roman Empire. And Pontius of Pilatus says he's not interested in a mundane revolution. He wants the revolution of the spirit, spiritual revolution. But they put so much pressure on him that he was forced, against his will, to give the death sentence to Jesus. So they had many discussions, and he could convince himself, this person is powerful, he's a saint, he should not be killed, but these crazy people of Palestina, these crazy priests, you know, they are against him so much. Then he had a last interview with Jesus, and he asked a very intelligent question. He asked, when are you stronger? When you are alive or when you are dead? did. Now, the background of his question is that anyone who dies for a good cause is later celebrated as a the English word, I don't know, martyrer. How do we say this? Martyr. Anyone who's, everyone will read his books, everyone will quote him, like Martin Luther King. Everyone is, he died for his beliefs. What a strong person. Let us study his beliefs. So Pontius Pilatus understood, if I kill him, wow, the whole world will celebrate him. It's not intelligent if you want his message to go. Because if you want his message to be forgotten. So this is the power of vani, of message. It reaches people long after the disappearance of someone. That is known in life. So if you, my dear devotees, I can only say I'm really want to request you, if you want to understand what Prabhupada is for, if you want to be empowered, it's good to have a habit of daily reading in the Bhagavata. Make it into a habit. Everything can become a habit. Some of you were habitual smokers. It kills you, but you had formed a habit. No problem. No problem. Kills me. No problem. You had made a habit. No? You have made so many bad habits. Make this good habit, a good japa habit and a good Bhagavatam habit, and that will give you life. You have to work a little until something becomes a habit. Habit means second nature. Krishna, that will help a lot. That's how Prabhupada also saw his own literature. He would say, even if ISKCON is breaking, as long as my books are there. Therefore, he organized the BBT separately from the finances of his movement. He understood if the books are going on, there's hope. Message. Who of you reads regularly Prabhupada's book? One or two? No. More? Wonderful to see. Those who do not yet read regularly, try to make it a habit. It's better for you. It's better. 100%. Good. That was the answer. Another answer was there should be good management. They should understand what Prabhupada wants and represent Srila Prabhupada. Good management was another answer to this question. Krishna, Krishna. How are you all? Is this a bad question? Is this a foolish question? Ravoye is here. Professor Ravoye is here. My heart is joyful now. Yeah, life is life, no? I always like to say, the great teacher of life. Many times we learn something from life, But we close our eyes and we don't want to see it, and then we have to repeat the lesson again and again and again. Krishna. Okay. I think I will. Prema Murthy is here.
If we can ask a question connecting also to this marriage, you were saying how we're yearning and taking shelter of Srimati Radharani and Krishna is very important in our spiritual life and how they help. But I can see, in my case, and also observing others who I mentor, that when we are spiritually weak and when we are having material turbulences and all of these things, the tendency is that we don't turn towards Krishna, but we just don't take shelter even if there is all. Everything is there to take shelter from Krishna. So how, what is the best thing to do there, you know, like in those situations? Because person is spiritually weak, turbulences, and how to properly turn to Krishna there and take shelter?
Yeah, when we are spiritually so weak, it is very difficult for us to take shelter in Krishna. We become attracted to distractions, really. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, you have rust. When the rust is on the metal is not attracted to iron any longer. And you have iron, normally it is attracted to the magnet. But if there's so much rust on the iron, it cannot be attracted. Do you experience also when there are material desires in the heart? And then, oh, to listen to a lecture. Oh, Maladeshko, I can't concentrate. No, you laugh. I don't know why you laugh. It's very sad, no? Have you made this experience? It's when you have, when the heart is so impure. You know that what people with impure hearts are attracted to. You can see they are in the town, and they are attracted to meat eating, wine, all kinds of things. We don't need to mention. We all know. Premamurti, the best thing really is when you see that my heart is so weak, it is so covered with rust, that I cannot feel the attraction of Krishna at the moment. It is very, very good to go into the association of devotees. Therefore, it is the experience of those who come to the association of devotees, especially after a festival, the heart gets cleansed, and then you all of a sudden have good desires like longing for Krishna. That is the therapy which always works. Ramanujacharya, he used to say this, that if nothing works, you cannot do any sadhana, you cannot do any spiritual practice, you cannot do reading, you cannot worship, then just go and sit in the association of devotees. Just sit there, don't move. Yeah. And after some time, and that is because we are human beings and our hearts get affected by other hearts. No, you can study this in. I do not wish to explain in great detail, but we become influenced by what is in the heart of others. And then these good desires, these natural, healthy desires can come up again. But that's really one of our greatest problems, that we are not having healthy desires. We have contaminated desires. The pleasure potency is there, but we misdirect it towards the material energy, not like Krishna, you know. Have association with devotees. Or sometimes, Premamurti, listen if that is not possible for you to have association with first-class devotees, because you are supposed to be the older devotee and inspire everyone around you. Listen to a tape recording, not tape recording, wow, is it an MP3 recording. Then that does help sometimes very much. I do this regularly. I listen to Prabhupada. And the other day, he said, the more you, when you think of Krishna, Krishna perpetually, means without stoppage, stays with you. It became so enthusiastic, I repeated the sentence to the whole village, you know, where I live. became so fired up, maybe not to everyone in the village, but the most, those who can hear. Oh, Krishna. That is what we always hear. And the example has been quoted by Rupa Goswami, that just like a crystal takes on the qualities of what you put before the crystal, our hearts take on the qualities of those we associate with. Imagine you have a crystal like this, and you put a red hibiscus flower before it, then you will find the image of the hibiscus flower somehow in the crystal. So when you are with people, you will find there, you know, in this area of the world, we would say their energy or their vibration, you like to talk this in an esoteric way, or their mind, their mood, you get that. Also, I want to recommend you to try to participate in the kirtans which come. We have opened a heart hospital. It starts this evening, actually. And try to stay for the kirtans. They wash the mirror of the heart clean from this dust. But you are right, this when you're weak, this association, and especially singing in association with devotees and turning to Krishna and really tell him the problem, that my Lord, I'm too weak even to desire Krishna consciousness at the moment. Please help me. Please do not take me so serious. I cannot be trusted at the moment. It's like a drunkard. I will end here. There was once this man who decided, I will not drink any longer. So he put all his wine in the cellar and he gave the key to his servant. After 2 months of being absolutely dry, you say this, it means he did not drink, he said to the servant, do you have the key? What key? To the cellar? I'm having a guest today. He is, requires a little. The servant gave him the key and he only served the guest, nothing more. Then after 1 month he thought, I have many guests, my business is going really good. Let me get 2 bottles up, you know. Then, so he gave his guests from the bottles which were close to him, you know, which he had in his living room. And then he thought, I'm not a good host. I should at least drink a little, not down the throat. Who wants this? But just move it a little in the mouth, just a little. I must know, you know, what I'm offering. It is. I must be a good domazen, you know, a good host. So he drank a little. Then after another month, I think you can understand how where the story goes. He just a little, you know, to feel the effect and judge if it is a good effect, you know. After all, Ayurveda says also a little bit is okay. And then he drank, and then all of a sudden he was back to the old habit. We must know where our weaknesses is. The best would have been he would have had the servant take all the alcohol out of the house, not even in the cellar. So we must be very careful. There are certain things where we must be really careful, you know, with a close association of man and woman. That is a dangerous subject matter. You have to be really careful. You don't want to have this in your spiritual path where you become immobile to move forward. Things like alcohol, have to be careful. Wine and woman, Prabhupada said, there are temptations on the path. So you must be a little bit, you know, association with devotees is good, but for a few things with the material energy, there's only one word: no, not with me. That you must be a little disciplined, otherwise it does not. Association alone and then cultivating material attachments doesn't work so well. I'm seeing now that clock here, it's a first class, technologically absolutely tested and proven clock. I will end here. Thank you very, very much. Tomorrow I'm not so tired. I will be supremely energetic tomorrow. I wish you all the best. See you tomorrow. And I wish you a wonderful remainder of the evening. I have heard Manu. Prabhu will, Manu will now sing. Soon Manu and Gaur Krishna go to China. I have heard. We saw in the Zagreb airport when we landed many people of the Chinese origin, and we were immediately thinking China is calling. Remember? Good. So, Srimati Radharani ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanandi.